Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, scientists are hailing the strongest evidence so far for life beyond our solar system. Second, carbonates identified by the Curiosity rover indicate a carbon cycle operated on ancient Mars. Third, the Moon Orbiting Gateway Space Station's Habitat module has arrived in the United States. Fourth, NASA is developing its first-ever space-based quantum sensor for gravity measurements. Fifth, NASA's safety panel is warning of increasing risks to International Space Station operations. Sixth, we'll discuss how to see April's top astronomy event, the Lyrid meteor shower in 2025. Lastly, Secretary Sean Duffy shares thoughts on the inspiring project of the U.S. commercial space industry. Let's dive into our first story. A giant planet, K218b, located 124 light-years from Earth, has shown what scientists are calling the strongest evidence yet that extraterrestrial life may exist beyond our solar system. Observations made by the James Webb Space Telescope have revealed the chemical fingerprints of two compounds, dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide, which on Earth are primarily produced by life. While these findings do not constitute definitive proof of alien life, they bring us closer to answering the age-old question of whether we are alone in the universe. Professor Nicku Madhusudan from the University of Cambridge, who led the observations, has said that this marks the strongest evidence to date for biological activity beyond our solar system. He emphasized caution, noting the need to verify both the signal's authenticity and its implications. He proposed that this moment might be looked back upon as a turning point when the living universe came within reach. However, skepticism remains. The overall conditions on K218b, a planet nearly nine times as massive as Earth, are still under debate. While some scientists suggest it might be covered by a vast ocean, others argue it could be a gas planet or one with magma oceans rather than water. The detection of these chemical compounds might not solely indicate biological processes, as there are other potential non-biological sources to consider. Despite the challenges in identifying the exact processes at play, the discovery is significant. The findings, published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, suggest concentrations of these compounds thousands of times stronger than on Earth. This level of discovery, while not yet meeting the gold standard of proof in physics, opens up new avenues for understanding the potential universality of biological laws. As we continue to explore and understand the universe, the debate over these findings highlights the complexity and excitement of space research. While we may not have all the answers yet, the journey to uncover them is as thrilling as the discoveries themselves. In a fascinating discovery on Mars, the Curiosity rover has identified carbonates, specifically iron carbonate minerals known as siderite, in the sedimentary layers of Gale Crater. These findings are significant because they indicate that a carbon cycle might have been active on ancient Mars, similar to processes on Earth. This discovery was made as the rover analyzed drill samples from sulfate-rich strata, which were previously mapped from orbit. The presence of siderite, which is a type of iron carbonate, suggests that Mars had conditions that allowed for the formation of these minerals in the presence of liquid water. This is intriguing, because it points to a historical period where Mars might have had a more dense carbon dioxide atmosphere capable of supporting liquid water on its surface. Researchers believe that the siderite formed under water-limited conditions, driven by interactions between water and rock and subsequent evaporation processes. The nearly pure composition of siderite found in these samples differs from other carbonate minerals previously detected on Mars, which were often mixed with magnesium and calcium. This discovery provides new insights into the ancient climate of Mars and suggests that there might have been a partially closed carbon cycle, At some point, carbon dioxide sequestered in these carbonates could have been returned to the atmosphere, indicating dynamic environmental changes over time. Overall, these findings suggest that Mars could have had a more complex atmospheric and geological history than previously thought, possibly supporting conditions that were once more hospitable to life. The data collected by Curiosity continues to shape our understanding of the Red Planet's past and its potential to harbor life. In a significant development for lunar exploration, the Moon Orbiting Gateway Space Station's Habitat Module, known as HALO, has arrived in the United States. This module is a critical component of NASA's Gateway, a small space station that will orbit the Moon and serve as a crucial part of the Artemis program, aiming to establish a sustainable human presence on the lunar surface. The HALO module, which stands for Habitation and Logistics Outpost, was constructed by Thales Alenia Space in Turin, Italy. It made its journey across the Atlantic via a cargo plane, landing at the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport in Arizona on April 1, 2025. The arrival of the module has been captured in a series of striking photographs released by NASA. From Arizona, the HALO module is now at Northrop Grumman's Integration and Test Facility in Gilbert, where it's undergoing final outfitting. Northrop Grumman, a key contractor for NASA's Artemis program, will ensure the module is ready for its role in supporting astronauts living and working in lunar orbit. The HALO module will provide much more than just living quarters. It is designed to offer command and control functions, power distribution, communications, and tracking capabilities. Additionally, it will support both internal and external science payloads, making it a versatile platform for scientific research and operations in lunar orbit. Once the outfitting is complete, HALO will be sent to NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. There, it will be integrated with Gateway's power and propulsion element before its scheduled launch in 2027. The launch will take place atop a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, marking another milestone in the Artemis program's ambitious timeline. The Gateway space station is a pivotal part of NASA's long-term goals for lunar exploration and beyond. By providing a staging point for missions to the Moon and eventually Mars, Gateway is set to play a vital role in expanding human presence deeper into the solar system. NASA is pioneering a state-of-the-art quantum sensor for low Earth orbit to detect minuscule variations in Earth's gravity. These subtle shifts, resulting from factors like moving water, tectonic activity, or shifting rock, provide insights into the planet's subsurface features. The new device aims to map underground structures such as aquifers and mineral deposits, offering critical data for navigation, resource management, and national security. This innovative sensor, known as the Quantum Gravity Gradiometer Pathfinder, utilizes clouds of atoms in freefall, cooled to near absolute zero, to measure gravity changes with extreme accuracy. Lasers act as mirrors and splitters, altering the paths of these atoms before recombining them. The interference patterns formed reveal how much the atoms were accelerated by gravity, allowing for precise gravity measurements. Jason Hyon, chief technologist for Earth Science at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, highlighted the sensor's potential in determining massive features like the Himalayas using atomic measurements. The compact design, about the size of a small washing machine and weighing 275 pounds, offers significant advantages over traditional gravity instruments, especially in terms of size and weight constraints for space missions. NASA plans to test this groundbreaking sensor in space by the end of the decade as part of a technology demonstration mission. This mission will explore the interplay of light and atoms at the smallest scales, marking a significant advancement in both the quantum gravity gradiometer and quantum technology overall. Ben Stray, a postdoctoral researcher at JPL, emphasized the importance of flying the instrument to understand its operational capabilities. This step is crucial for advancing the technology and exploring the potential of quantum sensors in space applications. The International Space Station, a symbol of international collaboration and a beacon of human achievement in space, is facing increasing challenges as it approaches the end of its operational life. During a recent meeting, members of NASA's Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel expressed deep concern over the safety of the aging space station, highlighting several long-standing issues and the impact of funding shortfalls. Rich Williams, a member of the panel, emphasized that the International Space Station is now entering the riskiest period of its existence. Among the most pressing concerns are the unresolved issues of leaks in the Zvezda module's vestibule, known as PRK. These small cracks have been under investigation for several years, with no definitive solution on how to address them. NASA and Roscosmos officials are set to meet in Moscow later this month to discuss ongoing efforts to mitigate these risks. In response to these issues, International Space Station managers have implemented measures such as limiting the repressurization of the vestibule, which connects a docking port to the rest of the station. The panel considers these leaks as one of their highest concerns, reflecting the growing challenges of maintaining the station's integrity. Another significant issue is the development of deorbit plans for the International Space Station, especially in the event of an emergency before the arrival of the U.S. deorbit vehicle. NASA has contracted SpaceX to build this vehicle. Williams noted that if the International Space Station needs to be deorbited before the U.S. deorbit vehicle is delivered, the risk to the public from potential debris would increase dramatically. The station is also grappling with other challenges, such as ensuring an adequate supply of spare parts for life support systems and dealing with delays in cargo resupply missions. Delays have been noted in the first flight of Sierra Space's Dream Chaser vehicle and the cancellation of Northrop Grumman's NG-22 Cygnus mission due to damage during shipping. Williams pointed out that these risks are compounded by a significant budget shortfall, which affects the overall safety and operational efficiency of the International Space Station. The panel's annual report for 2024 warned about potential budget pressures from the costs associated with the U.S. deorbit vehicle and the funding required for supporting commercial space stations. The panel stressed the importance of maintaining adequate resources and budget for the International Space Station until its safe re-entry. They appreciate the operational excellence demonstrated by the International Space Station program, but remain deeply concerned about the increasing risks that could compromise operations over the coming years. The Lyrid meteor shower is set to light up the night sky this April, marking the first meteor shower in over 3 months. This cosmic event will peak on the night of Monday, April 21st, into the early morning of Tuesday, April 22nd, offering stargazers a chance to see up to 20 shooting stars per hour. It's a perfect opportunity to spend some extra time outdoors, especially as Earth Day falls on Tuesday. The best time to view the Lyrids will be during the second half of the night. However, there will be some competition in the sky from the waning crescent moon. The moonlight could make it more challenging to spot some meteors, so experts recommend looking towards darker areas of the sky where the moon is out of sight. Weather conditions might impact your view of the Lyrids this year, particularly across Canada and the eastern United States. A storm over the eastern half of North America is expected to spread clouds over most of the East Coast, as well as much of Ontario and Quebec. However, there might be breaks in the clouds over some populated areas of Ontario. Meanwhile, a second storm will bring cloudy conditions to most of the Canadian prairies and into the north-central United States. For those in the western United States, the viewing conditions are expected to be ideal with mainly clear skies forecasted. There is also a pocket in the Midwest where clear skies are predicted, providing more opportunities to catch a glimpse of the meteor shower. If you miss the Lyrids on Monday night, don't worry. The meteor shower will remain active on Tuesday night, offering a second chance for those under cloudy skies to enjoy the spectacle. Looking ahead, the next meteor shower is just around the corner with the Eta Aquarid set to peak on the night of May 5th to 6th. This shower is particularly impressive south of the equator, where up to 60 meteors per hour can be seen, but onlookers across North America may also spot 10 to 30 per hour. In recent developments, Secretary Sean Duffy took to X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, to share his thoughts on the inspiring advancements made by the United States commercial space industry. Duffy highlighted the significant milestones achieved by private companies, which are paving the way for a new era of space exploration and economic opportunities beyond Earth. The United States commercial space industry has become a hub of innovation and collaboration, with companies like SpaceX, Blue Origin, and many others leading the charge. These companies are not only advancing technologies, but also creating new markets and opportunities for international partnerships. Secretary Duffy emphasized that the commercial space sector is an inspiring project that showcases American ingenuity and has the potential to transform how we access and utilize space. He pointed out that the entrepreneurial spirit driving these initiatives is crucial for maintaining the United States' leadership in space exploration and technology. Duffy's comments come at a time when the global space industry is witnessing unprecedented growth, with commercial ventures playing a pivotal role in expanding humanity's reach into space. As private companies continue to push boundaries, they are also contributing to national security, scientific research, and economic growth. The Secretary's remarks underscore the importance of fostering an environment that supports innovation and collaboration between government and private industry. By doing so, the United States can continue to lead the way in space exploration, making strides that benefit not only the nation but the entire world. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.